cruelty. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is accusing Russia of in its war in Ukraine as he slams the country for targeting innocent civilians. He made the comments today at the Reagan National Defense Forum. Secretary Austin also discussed the U.S.'s new stealth bomber and how it will protect the country.
The B-21 is an extraordinary display of combat power and a major advance for American deterrence. And making this bomber required harnessing the driving forces of American innovation and ingenuity, and drawing on both free minds and free enterprise.
The aircraft is designed to deliver both conventional and nuclear weapons while flying undetectable. And at the same time, Russia has rejected a price cap on the country's oil set by Ukraine's Western supporters and are threatening to stop supplying the nations that endorsed it. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the United States, and the 27-nation European Union agreed Friday to cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 per barrel. The limit is set to take effect Monday, along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea. Plus, as the end of Title 42 looms, which allowed migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. to be held on the Mexican side of the border during COVID, has many Republicans concerned that ending the policy could unleash an additional surge of migration.
The White House is weighing taking more action. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly was recently asked by the Washington Post if he thinks fellow Democrats understand the frustrations many have. He replied, absolutely not, not even close. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy invited President Biden to travel with him to the southern border. Four Democratic senators have written Biden's DHS chief to express their deep concern about the end of Title 42, a law that dates back to World War II. Even with Title 42 in place, the Border Patrol has seen record encounters on the borders.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Victims of the Uvalde school shooting have filed a multi-billion dollar lawsuit over a delayed response from police.
Plaintiffs are asking for $27 billion from a number of defendants, including local and state police, as well as the city of Uvalde and its school district. 19 children and two adults died in this year's attack. Police had waited 77 minutes before entering the classroom where the shooting took place. The suit says the indecision, dysfunction, and harm by law enforcement fell exceedingly short of their duty-bound standards. Two officers were fired and others resigned or are on leave. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And new details emerge from police in Idaho about the home where four University of Idaho students were found brutally murdered nearly 3 weeks ago.
The latest and new update from Moscow police, they say there was a sixth person on the lease of that house where those students were brutally attacked. But they say that that person has been interviewed and that they had actually moved out of that home before the school year started. So they do not believe they were in the house at the time of the murders, and they do not believe that this person is connected to the crime. Also, in a new interview yesterday with Idaho State Police, I asked him again about clarification on whether they believe this attack was targeted, and they told me that they do.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Meanwhile, a major crackdown on gang members in one Central American country.
The government of El Salvador sending 10,000 soldiers and police to seal off the town of Soyopango in search of gang members. Troops blocking roads in and out of town, checking documents. It's one of the largest mobilizations yet by President Nayib Bukele's government in a nine-month crackdown on gangs who have long extorted money from businesses and ruled neighborhoods of the capital of San Salvador. More than 58,000 people have been jailed since a state of emergency was declared in El Salvador after a wave of murders in late March.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.